This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. President Bush is in New York City today. He's meeting with the leaders of several countries. Tomorrow, he addresses the United Nations General Assembly. Back in Washington, though, all the talk is about the president's conflict with key Senate Republicans over his plan to interrogate and try terrorism suspects. Joining us for some political analysis is NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving. And Ron, set the stage for us, if you will. Where do things stand today?
Madeline, the president fired his last big salvo on Friday, in which, in kind of a clenched news conference in the Rose Garden, he said he wants his rules for questioning and trying terrorism suspects, the rules that his administration has put together in response to the Supreme Court decision against them back in June, and he wants Congress to pass them just the way the president wants them to be passed, and he doesn't want to back down. So the problem, of course, remains that the key members of the Senate Armed Services Committee, three Republicans, still object, saying that the president was rewriting some of the Geneva Conventions and violating standards of military justice. And they're holding out, and they prevailed in committee last week, and they want to bring their bill to the floor of the Senate. So over the weekend, most of the chatter was about how both sides were going to stick to their guns, and that in Washington usually means that the deal is in the works.
A deal? So what kind of deal?
The kind of deal where one side will probably give more on substance but win out on the PR. And, of course, the White House in this particular instance must win out on the PR. They have to get all the praise in the end because that's what helps the party most in November. And this is a struggle between Republicans. So let's remember that a lot of this had to do with bringing together several issues in the war on terror, the legal war on terror, if you will, and packaging them so as to force a tough choice on Democrats just before the election. And that's been temporarily derailed by this, in-house dispute, and they want to get that back. But that does mean that the White House will have to do some serious negotiating and give up some important elements of what they would like to do in handling detainees in the war on terror.
And who will be involved in these negotiations?
Well, they're going to have to talk to all three of the Senate principals, I think. And that's John Warner, the Senate Armed Services Committee chairman, and Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, who's a still practicing judge advocate general in the reserves. And, of course, John McCain, the man who was the prisoner of war in Vietnam and who is the symbol of this resistance for a lot of people. And that also means the CIA and the Pentagon will have to negotiate from the executive side and ultimately the Oval Office, and not just the National Security Advisor, but also the people closest to the president, Vice President Cheney, Karl Rove, and possibly Cheney's top guy, David Addington, who may have been a driving force in a lot of this.
Now, it's not as if Senators McCain, Graham, and Warner have made their opposition a secret these many months. So did the White House not anticipate this rebellion?
I think they misestimated the strength of the feelings on the part of all three of these senators, and also how well they would stick together, and also their ability to reach out and bring a half a dozen other Republicans to their side, which makes it a lot more difficult for them to just steamroll them on the floor of the Senate later on when they come back with a House-Senate compromise version of all this. And I think the other thing was that they did not entirely anticipate that the judge advocate generals, the uniformed military lawyers in the Pentagon, would be so negative about this.
Thank you, Ron. That's NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving.